Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Chip Bell's our guest, our good friend. We're talking about turning oops into opportunity. You know, one of the things, Chip, that I talk about with my audience about technology is that you don't have to be Amazon-level technology adopter. You don't have to do everything Amazon does with technology to make customers appreciate you, but you don't have to win that race, but you have to be in the race. You have to at least show up and be in the race.
Yeah.
Customers, small business, people who show up to small businesses with a problem, they don't necessarily expect you to solve all their problems. But I love what you said earlier, and in your piece you talked about this. They do expect you to care. And care, the thing that I like to say, Chip, is Amazon can sell you 143 back scratchers. I counted them. But they can't scratch one back. They can't care.
Exactly.
They can't act like they care, but you can.
Right.
And that's worth $1 million, isn't it?
It's worth $1 million. And I think it's important to remind, particularly small businesses, when you've got a customer who has a problem, our instinct is to fix their problem without fixing the customer. And so we've got to remember, I need to fix my customer, fix that emotional side. It's emotional repair. It's not just physical repair. You want to fix their problem. But until you fix the relationship, you probably won't. And we've all been in situations. You know, we go in a fast food restaurant, they get the thing wrong, and then you come back in and say, I order a large fry, not a small fry. And if they don't look at you, don't say a word, just fix your fry order. You walk out even more angry.
That's right.
Even though they fixed your problem, you got the fries you ordered, but because it didn't fix you, that's what you remember. So fix a customer, not just the customer's problem. I think it's an important thing to remember.
I'm going to say something here that's a little bit controversial, but I think it's true. I think women are better at customer service than men, and here's for one reason and one reason only. They're better listeners.
Yeah,
and I think this is where men can take a lesson from women when it comes time. If you watch women deal with customer problems, they're better at it than men are because they'll listen longer to the problem. The customer actually gets the idea that they're listening. Men are not as good listeners as women are.
I think
what do you think about that?
I think women often are not all, but necessarily, but I think many women are raised in an environment where relationships and relationship management are a part of their upbringing, and so they come at it, I think, with sometimes better, more refined skills at that.
Yep.
And again, back to my earlier example, men's instinct in general, not all, all generalizations are false, including this one, but men's instinct to fix the problem. Women more likely will say, "Well, let me fix the person, fix the relationship."
How many times has my wife said, "I don't want you to fix the problem. I just want you to listen to me talk about my problem."
Yeah, exactly.
She's actually said that to me. Customers are like that too, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. They are looking for caring.
They need to vent. They need to get it out of their system. And if you let them do that, they might actually walk out with what they walked in with.
Exactly. Exactly. It's taking the time and the patience to say, let me hear this customer out. And
they've been rehearsing it, haven't they? All the way to the store.
Absolutely.
They've been rehearsing it. They've got to get it out.
I'm going to tell them that they've already gotten it rehearsed in their head. And so I think giving them the time says you care. Taking the time says you care.
And if you'll sit down and say, "Would you, sir, if you have a chance, if their chair's right, sir, have a seat. And tell me what's on your mind."
Right, exactly. And that patience says a whole lot about your desire to have a better relationship, more of a kinship with them. I like to think of it as a kinship. And so it's building that relationship, taking care of that customer, particularly when things go wrong.
I've actually watched the tension come out of a customer by just saying, "Sir, tell me what's on your mind. Tell me what's gone wrong, and let me see what I can do to help." But literally at telling him that I was going to listen, and I admit I'm not a great listener sometimes. I've actually seen their shoulders kind of just sort of drop a little bit because they were already they were ready to fire before that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's taking that time and patience that says you truly care, and they like to come back to places that care.
Now how do we train our people to do this? Because I'm going to take a shot. The younger generation, they're not as good at this as I think they should be. My experience.
I think we could teach them by the way we treat them.
Yeah.
That's a starting place. I mean, mm-hmm. I think every small business owner is a role model, and it starts there to say, you know, treating your employees like your most important customer is a starting place. And a lot of times they haven't been trained, and we need to invest in that training to say, we're going to, you know, I work with a big manufacturer that their folks are all engineer-type people, and mm-hmm. they said, we got to go to charm school. That's what they said going in. What they came out is, man, it sure helped my marriage.
Hey, Chip, I need your – what's your last book?
It's – the newest book's Kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope. That's right. Kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope.
And they can find all that wherever books are sold, right?
Chip, everywhere books are sold, Amazon,
and
or
ChipBell.com.
My website, ChipBell.com.
Hey, Chip, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Good talking to you.
We always love having Chip Bell on the show.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.